The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's hoping everybody had a great 4th of July, and kudos to whoever picked these flowers. Did you notice they're red, white, and blue, which I thought was just great. So a little tiny thought for a year for the day. Here's hoping that when you were back in high school, you read The Divine Comedy. The Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri, the great 14th century Italian author who wrote one of the masterpieces of world literature, The Divine Comedy, which is divided up into three parts, the Purgatorio, the Paradiso, and the most famous of all, Dante's Inferno. And I think the reason why Dante's Inferno is the most famous is because it depicts the punishments of hell as being ironic. They're directly related to the sins the soul committed in this life. For example, for those whose sin was anger, they spend the rest of eternity drowning in the river Styx, fighting with one another and trying to stay afloat and get a gasp of air. For those whose sin was lust, and they gave in to every wind of passion that blew through their lives, their punishment for all of eternity is to be driven about by gale force winds for the rest of eternity, never finding peace, never finding rest. For those whose sin was finding false freedom by betraying friends and family, their punishment in hell is to have no freedom at all, but to be locked forever encased in a block of ice. Ironic punishments. Now, just as an aside, you might find this interesting. A number of saints down through history, through private revelation that they received, have corroborated the idea that the punishments of hell are indeed directly related to the sins you committed in this life. Most notable among them, St. Catherine of Siena, who writes about it in her dialogue. But she didn't have anything like near the wild imagination that Dante had, and please understand, Dante is a work of fiction, this is not divine revelation, but it becomes a really great springboard. I want to talk about just one line from our first reading today, from the book of the prophet Hosea, in which he famously says, "Sow the wind, you're gonna reap the whirlwind." The prophet Hosea, speaking to the northern kingdom of Israel in the 8th century BC, warning them to change their ways before they were overrun by their worst enemies, the Assyrians, famously said, "Sow the wind, you're gonna reap the whirlwind." What does that mean? What does that mean? It means be careful what you choose, because all of your actions matter. Be careful what you choose. It all adds up. Be careful what you give your heart to. You'll get more of it. For example, maybe someone's sin in this life is complaint. They're always complaining about everything. Their punishment begins in this life, as they find that they live in a world that is nothing but false. They complain more and more and more. Maybe someone, their sin is anger. They're always angry at everybody and everything. And their punishment begins in this life. They find that their anger never is assuaged or lessened. They just get angrier and angrier and angrier. Maybe someone's sin is stretching the truth, telling little white lies, or telling bold-faced lies. Their punishment begins in this life. They find that in exchange for not speaking the truth to others, they begin to believe that no one's speaking the truth to them. Sow the wind, reap the whirlwind. Be careful what you give your heart to. You're going to get more of it. One of my favorite ways this was ever phrased was St. Augustine. He once said, "My will was perverse, and my perverse will gave birth to sin. And sin not resisted gave birth to habit. And habit not resisted became necessity. Sow the wind, reap the whirlwind." Now, that's the bad news. That's the bad news. Is there good news? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And it comes to us from St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, in which he said, "Where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds." Please, etch that one into your heart. Where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. Are we living in a world in which sin abounds? Yes. Yes. God's up there in heaven. He's looking down. He says, I haven't seen anything as bad since the days of Noah and the flood. Yes, sin abounds. But take St. Paul at his word. Grace all the more abounds. And do you know what that means? That means that every sin has the potential to act like a springboard, to spring your soul back to God twice as strong as it resisted him. For example, maybe there's someone, they commit a sin, and they commit a life of sin, and it gets worse and worse, and they become disgusted with themselves. That disgust builds up and builds up, and it becomes like a springboard. Springs you right back to God. You know, you want to vomit up all your old bad behavior. Maybe someone, they just don't put their heart into what they do. They're just going through the motions, they're skating by, doing the least they have to do, being as slothful as they possibly can be. It becomes like a springboard. Springs them back to God twice as strong as it ever was taking them away from God. One of my favorite ways this was ever stated was Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He said, "Examine your conscience and you'll find this to be true. You have more temptations to be good than you have to be bad." It's very, very important now that we keep this in mind. Jesus is merciful. But in a sense, there's one way in which Jesus is not merciful at all. In fact, he's absolutely merciless. He's merciless with getting rid of your faults. He will not rest until they're all gone. Every last shred of a souvenir of selfishness, every last itsy-bitsy cherished souvenir of hell, he's going to wash it all away, because none of that's getting into heaven. He won't rest until it's all gone. So, you know, sow the wind, reap the whirlwind. That's good news or bad news. It's up to you. Either you take your sin and you let it be a springboard back to God, or you don't, and you die in unrepentant sin. It's rather harsh, but it's rather true. It's up to you. Let's pray that we respond well to the abundant grace that God gives us, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Elizabeth of Portugal, pray for us.